And we'll welcome in Ed McEnroe, Tournament Director for the Honda Classic, joining us in studio this morning. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you got to meet my wife earlier, and she's a little sore. She's got the sore legs. I know you, last August, invited me out for golf, and I had to decline because I had the stress fractures. Do you think that my wife wears the pants in our relationship
as well? There's no doubt the sports interiors issue is going to be set back a little ways. There's no doubt. Unless you find a way to get some long-distance running into that room, it's going to be tough.
It's a good idea. A little Steve, what's his name? Steve Prefontaine, the classic runner?
Got
to have him on the walls.
It'll
be our sports room. Well, Ed, I know that there's a lot of great news that came out this week. We got some huge names in the field, early commitments that came out just this past week, including Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, and a couple of major winners. Of course, Retief has won 2 U.S. Opens. Ernie's won 2 U.S. Opens as well as a British Open. And we also have the Florida Gator, Chris DeMarco, and the 06 Honda Classic champion, Luke Donald, in the field.
No doubt. We are obviously extremely pleased with the early commitments. Heck, we're 6 weeks away from the last commitment date. And, you know, you've got a guy like Ernie Els and Retief Goosen, who neither have ever played in Palm Beach County, Ernie being a 15-time tour winner. He's got over $31 million in earnings on tour, 6th all-time, a couple of U.S. Opens behind his belt, and as well as Retief Goosen having won the a couple Opens himself in 01 and 04. So we think this is a start of some great things to come in terms of a much-improved field at the Honda Classic.
Ed, how do you go about enticing a Retief Goosen or an Ernie Els, as you mentioned, never played here before? How do you go about getting guys like that who are very, I would imagine, very schedulized because, you know, they're not per se Americans. They have houses all over. They're from South Africa, basically. So to get them over here had to be a big deal. You know, Tiger's probably the ultimate goal, but these guys are probably just, you know, 1A and 1B almost just because of the where they live, scheduling, and the fact that they never played here before. How did you guys go about getting them to play in this event?
Well, you know, obviously after the 2007 event, there was just so much hype and enthusiasm on tour among the players in terms of the move over to PGA National, the fact that the Champion Course has a lot of history and tradition behind it. We're going to be there for at least the next 5 years. You know, I think that the word got out. The word got out. We heard a lot of buzz for the first 3 or 4 weeks after our event, and so we spent a lot of time on the road talking to the guys, finding out how we can improve the event, and it's filtering on down. I think we're going to continue to see more of the top guys play this event.
You say spend a lot of time on the road. What does that entail? How many weeks are you out on the road? Are you out there recruiting players? Do you go to the tournament sites for the tournaments, you know, right before your event in late February and early March? And what is recruiting a player and what is involved with recruiting a player?
Well, we obviously once Thursday rolls around, the guys are really focused on the 4 days of golf. But Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, our executive director Ken Kennerly or myself might head out to 4 or 5 events just after our event, just to get some feedback. Let them know that we're obviously extremely pleased with how the event turned out. But find out how we can improve the event, whether it be you know, creating you know, better opportunities for them within the community, or making tweaks to the golf course to make sure that we're continuing to show that progress for a much improved event.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, right here on ESPN Radio 760. Joined in studio this morning by the Honda Classic Tournament Director Ed McEnroe.
Ed, you know, I would like to get a feel as just a layperson as to what the biggest reason a guy would commit to a golf tournament. I can't believe in a weird way it's money anymore because most of these guys have money. So is it the golf course? Is it the time of year? Is it, you know, just, you know, as you mentioned, you're getting other big name players and that feeling of wanting to compete against them. What's the biggest factor or two besides money that you think attracts top players to an event?
I think you're right on, Pat. As you mentioned earlier, the average tour player is earning about $1 million this year. So I think the purse has very little to do with it these days. If you ask the guys, I think across the board, they're going to say the golf course. And obviously last year with 5 under par, getting into the 4-man playoff, all we want to hear is that not only was it difficult, but that it plays very fair. And that's what we continue to hear after the 07 event.
Ernie Els, the Big Easy, has committed, along with his countryman Retief Goosen. Luke Donald, the 06 Honda Classic champion, will also be in the field February 28th through March 2nd, as well as the Florida Gator, Chris DeMarco, along with The only winner so far on tour this year. Of course, we'll have a second one later on tonight in Honolulu. But Daniel Chopra, who won the season-opening Tournament of Champions, the Mercedes Championship at Kapalua, he's also in the event. And, Ed, you got to be excited about that.
We could be more pleased with that. He's obviously had a great finish to last year and started off like gangbusters this year. So to have an early commitment from Daniel as well is a big plus for us.
Along with some of these early commitments, other guys that have early committed include Freddie Funk, Lucas Glover, Charlie Hoffman, J.B. Holmes, Jerry Kelly, Justin Leonard, Heath Slocum, Carl Peterson, Sean O'Hare, and last year's champion, Mark Wilson, along with some local guys. A lot of local flavor in the 08 Honda Classic, as in years past. Mark Calcavecchia, who lives in Palm Beach Gardens, Brett Quigley, the Bear Lakes member, Nicholas Thompson, a fellow Stoneman Douglas High School alumnus, as I am myself, from Coral Springs, and Brett Wetterick, the Jupiter resident. A lot of local players as well, Ed, and I know that that not only brings out fans, but brings out a lot more local fans, including maybe their neighbors, the neighbors that they live next to in their different complexes that they live in down here in South Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a lot of the guys live here locally is obviously fantastic for us. You've got to add Camilo Villegas into that mix.
Another
as well.
Florida Gator. Yeah. Excited about that.
There you go. There you go. And you know, the local group, no doubt, follows the local guys. So we're looking forward to having them on out this year.
Ed, Craig Dolch, in an article in today's Palm Beach Post, mentioned Vijay Singh probably wouldn't play because there's another commitment in Thailand that he might have to play in, even though he's played in this event in the past. But he does mention Sergio Garcia. Are there some feelers out there for guys like Sergio that you're still waiting to hear from, or you know, when will you have to know who's going to be in the final field here?
You know, believe it or not, the guys don't have to commit to us until the Friday before the tournament. So this year it's February 22nd. We're about 6 weeks away from that. So, you know, there's a lot of buzz out there from last year's event. The rules officials from the PGA Tour, as well as our internal staff, continue to hear just the buzz about some of the top guys going to commit here before too long. And I'd be surprised if we don't have a few more down the stretch.
Ed, why would a guy commit 6 weeks in advance versus just a week in advance? Is there a better way to do it, one versus the other, or is it just personal preference? And are there some players that are notorious for committing that very last chance that they have to do it?
Well, I think that the top 10 guys or so are usually the ones that commit pretty late. We were pretty pleased to hear Ernie and Retief commit so early because, you know, quite honestly, you know, we'll start advertising it, and obviously that's good for each of the local events, and they want us to be able to utilize their names to promote. But if it comes down to the stretch and they have a personal issue or an injury, and then after we've put them up on all the billboards, they can't actually play, that's not a good thing for the perception of them and their brand. So usually it's not until the week before the event that the big boys will commit to us.